from the Bureau of Economic Geology. This is Earth Date. .9% of all known species that have ever existed on Earth are gone. Extinct. Most of them disappeared in five great extinction events. The first two happened several hundred million years ago. One was caused by a major ice age, the other by falling oxygen levels in the world's oceans. The next big extinction, 250 million years ago, is called the Great Dying, because 96% of living species were wiped out. This one, and the one that followed at 200 million years, seem to have been triggered by a hotter climate. There are many theories about what caused them, including meteorites, major lava flows, and other climate events, probably some of each. One thing is consistent: dying species left empty environmental niches, which surviving species could then evolve to fill. In this way, those two extinctions allowed dinosaurs to dominate the Earth. Their rule lasted 200 million years, until volcanic activity started their decline. Then, around 65 million years ago, an asteroid famously hit Earth. Ash darkened the skies and plunged the Earth into global winter, triggering the last great extinction. Dinosaurs died off, and small animals with warm blood had a huge advantage. This gave rise to the age of mammals, and some of them, millions of years later, became you and me. In this way, each extinction made it possible for new and often more advanced life forms to replace the old ones. Without that asteroid, we wouldn't be here. I'm Scott Tinker, and this has been Earth Date.
Earth Date is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin. Earth Date is researched by Julie Hennings, written by Harry Lynch, and distributed by Mark Blunt and Casey Walker. For more stories, follow us on Facebook or visit earthdate.org.